This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The word of man, spread the word of Islam. Oh, fortunate one, paradise must be won. Paradise must be won each day and each night. Through darkness and through light, cry it out to the world.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fa huwa al-muhtad wa man yudlil falan tajida lahu waliyyan murshida. My dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to the show under the title, What Islam Taught Me. Now, maybe some of the brothers and sisters who are listening and watching this show may ask themselves, what do I mean, what Islam taught me? Are there special lessons that we should learn? Absolutely. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, He said to his messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about the bounties of your Lord. And another ayah, Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, and which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Quran, another ayah, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, and if you try to count the bounties of your Lord, you would never be able. Now, from this we understand that Islam do teach lessons to its followers. And I'm not going to speak on your behalf, nor would I speak on behalf of anyone else. But I can speak only on behalf of myself. I can only speak for myself. And I want to share with you some of the lessons that I learned from Islam. And you're talking, or you're listening to someone who have been different levels, different lifestyle. Lifestyle before Islam or outside of the fold of Islam, in a sense of being oblivious, ignorant about Islam itself, though I was born as a Muslim. Lifestyle of a person who lived Islam as Islam by name only. A level that has been also lived, the level of Islam with the minimum wage, which is fulfillment of the five pillars of Islam. So a level of person who understands a bit about Islam and did enough studies for him to understand the value of Islam. One of the most important lessons that I've learned from Islam, this beautiful deen, is that true happiness is in Islam. Every one of us, the king, the queen, soldier, businessman, husband, wife, son, daughter, we're all seeking and we're all after one thing, and that is happiness. A lot of us, we miss the target. We go and we search for happiness in the wrong area, in the wrong places. This person thinks by chasing beautiful young ladies that is the source of happiness and this will make him happy. Other person may assume and think by running after this dunya, making more money will make him happy. The third person may assume and think by being famous and known to everyone, and everyone and every individual will know his name, that will make him happy. But in reality, none of that would make you happy as long as you're far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at these people who achieve anything and everything that you may imagine or desire. Fame, status, wealth, everything. David Chappelle, a comedian, Hollywood star, a wealthy man, He left everything behind and he became a Muslim. Larry Johnson, NBA player, well-known player. He left his fame, his money, his wealth, his status, and he became a Muslim. Jermaine Jackson from Jackson 5. He left his fame and everything and he became a Muslim. Noon. From number one rapper to a Muslim with the beer and praying 5 daily prayers to Allah. Left that for Islam. What would these rich people, famous people, Napoleon and others, what would these people leave that fame, leave that status, leave that money, leave girls, ladies running after them and come and settle with Islam? Because each one of those individuals, they realize fame will never bring you happiness. Wealth will never bring you happiness. What will bring you happiness is this beautiful deen. And Allah stated in His Quran, in His book, a book that we all should read. For non-Muslims, a book that they really consider going and getting a copy of it and reading it and trying to understand. For Muslims, a book is a manual of your life. It's a book that will allow you to live decent, dignified, mu'min, happy, no anxiety, no stress. You will never find a practicing Muslim saying, I'm under stress. I'm going through difficult time. I can't sleep at night. Why? Because he has something that no one else has, and that is happiness. How do he gain happiness? Through having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قال ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. A person will be resurrected on the day of يوم القيامة blind. And that individual will present an argument to Allah and he say, Oh Allah, what would you resurrect me blind when I used to be able to see things? I was a person, a vision. I was able to see. Allah will say to that person, كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى. Thus, when my signs, when my message came to you, you turned away from it. Likewise, today you will be forgotten. But the ayah started by saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ Whosoever turns away from my remembrance, from my deen, for my teachings, for my faith, for the faith of Islam, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ He will live a miserable life. The Arab, they said, the word ضَنْكَ, that word, it is so difficult to pronounce because of the components of that word. ضَنْكَ, it is so unique. Why? Because all happiness will depart in your heart the moment that you turn your face away from your Creator. لذلك, therefore, all these people, they came to Al-Islam because this is where the true happiness is. I once asked this young lady, European background lady, who accepted Al-Islam, who had, you know, beauty, status in her community, driving nice car, enough money in her bank account, degree on the wall, friends all over, people calling her left and right, everybody wants to be her friend. And I asked this young lady, what would you want to be a Muslim? Isn't this deen, isn't this religion to the non-Muslim a religion that would abuse you? A religion that would take your freedom away from you? Why would you become a Muslim? She said, I am pursuing, I'm searching, I'm after happiness. And then I said, and you think you can find happiness in Islam? She said, based on what I read, this is what I'm looking for. And shortly, a month later, I see this young lady with hijab, with abaya, no longer makeup on her face, no lipsticks, not crazy nails, no shorts, no tight clothes, but a Muslim dress. So I said, my dear sister, did you find what you were looking for, what you were searching for? She said, oh my God, I can never tell you. I can never express to you how happy I am. Now, subhanAllah, this deen will give you that. Will give you the happiness that everyone else is after. Muslim, when you see a decent practicing Muslim, you would never find him tossing and turning on his bed every night because he already is at peace. Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Isn't it through the remembrance of Allah, hearts feel comfort and ease. And this is when the person only, this gift is given to a person when that person is upholding and practicing the deen of Islam. But if you try to deceive Allah, if you try to trick Allah, if you try to play games with Allah, by being a devoted Muslim, practicing Muslim, sincere Muslim, through hardship and the time of need, and when that is out of the way, you come back to your old habits, Allah cannot be fooled like this, I guarantee you. Never, anyone, no one, ever, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the game that some people play. When there's a test, or you see them praying five times a day, when he's out of job or is about to be fired, he's a devoted Muslim. When he's going through difficult times through his marriage, then he goes back and retreats back to Allah. But when that is out of the way, La, I'll tell you, when one of the enemies of Islam, a commander, a man of authority, he said to his followers, they're fighting Muslims, and he says to them, capture one Muslim and bring him to me. I would like to see what are these people all about. And I will tell you what that man did with that Muslim. So don't go anywhere and stay where you are. Assalamu alaikum.
Through darkness and through light.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulihi al-Kareem Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Now, this commander that I was telling you about, he said, capture me a Muslim. I want to know what these people are after. So his soldiers, they searched for a Muslim, but they couldn't. They couldn't capture a Muslim. So he said, let us go and send official requests from the commander of the Muslim army and send him a man so I can dialogue, I can talk to him. I want to have some dialogue with this Muslim. And the commander of the Muslims, assuming Khalid bin Walid, he sent a simple man by the name Rabi bin Amir. Rabi bin Amir, this man, a Sahabi, a companion from the companion of the Messenger of Allah, who left this dunya behind, who found true happiness, something that nobody can take it away from him. And then Khalid said, the commander of the enemy wants to talk to you. So go and see this man. He went carrying his spear, with a simple, humble, basic outfit, riding his donkey, and he went to the commander of the enemy in a huge tent. red carpet, soldiers on the side, security outside, screening, checking. And he stood outside with the donkey and the spear on his hand. And they said, you can never go and talk to our commander like this. You have to change your outfit. You have to drop the spear. You have to leave the donkey behind. And Rabi'i, he looked at them with sympathy, feeling sorry for them. And he said, he called me. He requests my presence. If he doesn't want to see me like this, I'll go back. So they run into the commander and they said, the Muslim is going back. So then he said, let him in as he is. So Rabi'i walked in. And when he walked in with his spear, standing in front of this commander on his throne, armors, soldiers, has everything that this world can offer, gold, ladies, drink, fruit, food, anything that this world can offer is right in front of him. And the man asked him, he said, what brought you from your desert and brought you here? If you want money, if you want wealth, we'll give you, go back. If you want us to recognize, you're looking for recognition, we will give you this, go back. And Rabi'i ibn Amir, he said, radiyallahu anhu, and listen to the speech of that man coming from his heart, a faithful mu'min, a faithful individual, putting his trust in Allah. He said to Inna Allaha bata'athana linukhrij al-ibad min ibadati al-ibad ila ibadati rabbil ibad. He said, we were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take and save men from worshipping other creatures and worship Allah alone. To take you from worshipping animals, statues, idols, angels, prophets, saints, worshipping a creature from the creation, from the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're here to lead you to worship one unique creator, to worship Allah alone. And he said, this is why we came. And trying to bring people from the hardship and tightness of this dunya to the fastness of Islam, to the beauty of Islam. Now, subhanAllah, it is so true. A lot of people, they may look sharp and dress nice and drive nice, beautiful vehicles, but there is not a drop of happiness in his heart. He's taking all different types of pills. He's checking his medical condition every few minutes. He has doctors flying with him left and right. He has people around him making sure that he's taking his medication. And you find a Muslim under a symbol tree. No air conditioning palace. No servant running left and right to serve him. No beautiful women in front of him. But symbol tree, sleeping under the shade of that tree, dismissing the worries of this dunya. You can see cars passing by him, people talking around him, and alhamdulillah, he is dreaming. Not because he's poor, no, but because he has iman. And when he wakes up, he says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyani. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah who gave my soul back to me. Ibrahim ibn Adham, one of the early people from the early part of Islam, they found him eating dry bread. Dry, very dry. Dipping it into the river, making it soft, eating that simple bread. And the people said, "Ya Imam, are you happy? Are you really happy?" And he said, "Wallahi, I am so happy that if the kings, if they knew what we're in and how we live our lives, they will fight us so they can live the way we live." Now, subhanAllah, that is happiness. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to be uneducated, to say, "Oh, education from the worldly affairs, that would distract me from my worship. I don't want to work because work will distract me from my Lord." No. Islam is telling you to be the best that you can be. If you are a student and you become a Muslim or you start practicing Islam, Islam will tell you A is not accepted anymore. You have to be A plus student. If you are a good husband, you gotta be excellent husband. If you are a nice, decent, obedient child, Islam is asking you to be excellent child. So Islam is the source of happiness. Be rich, be famous, wealthy, healthy, strong, balance your life with faith so you can have the beauty, the best of both. And that's why in the Quran, Allah says, when He is talking about the believers, He says, they should say, encouraging us to say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us the best of this dunya. Give us the best of this world and the best of hereafter, and save us from the torment and the punishment of hereafter. If you analyze the word, the best of hereafter, because hereafter also there's levels. So for a Muslim, the best that you can do is strive for this dunya through halal means, allowable, acceptable, lawful means, and be the best that you can be in regards to your Lord, and then you become that perfect mu'min, and Allah will be pleased with you. So my beloved brothers and sisters, I leave you with that advice. Be a mu'min, be a Muslim, be a person who is happy by finding Islam, true Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why? Because he has something that no one else has, and that is happiness. How did he gain happiness? Through having faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. A person will be resurrected on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah blind. And that individual will present an argument to Allah and say, "Oh Allah, what would you resurrect me blind when I used to be able to see things? I was a person, a vision. I was able to see." Allah will say to that person, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Thus, when my signs, when my message came to you, you turned away from it. Likewise, today you will be forgotten. But the ayah started by saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ whosoever turns away from my remembrance, from my deen, from my teachings, from my faith, for the faith of Islam, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will live a miserable life. The Arab, they said, the word ضَنْكَ, That word, it is so difficult to pronounce because of the components of that word. Banka. It is so unique. Why? Because all happiness will depart your heart the moment that you turn your face away from your Creator. لذلك, therefore, all these people, they came to Al-Islam because this is where the true happiness is. I once asked this young lady, European background lady, who accepted Al-Islam, who had, you know, beauty, status in her community, driving nice car, enough money in her bank account, degree on the wall, friends all over, people calling her left and right, everybody wants to be her friend. And I asked this young lady, why would you want to be a Muslim? Isn't this deen, isn't this religion to the non-Muslim a religion that would abuse you? A religion that would take your freedom away from you? Why would you become a Muslim? She said, I'm after happiness. And then I said, and you think you can find happiness in Islam? She said, based on what I read, this is what I'm looking for. And shortly, a month later, I see this young lady with hijab, with abaya, no longer makeup on her face, no lipsticks, not crazy nails, no shorts, no tight clothes, but a Muslim dress. So I said, my dear sister, did you find what you were looking for, what you were searching for? She said, oh my God, I can never tell you. I can never express to you how happy I am. Now, subhanAllah, this deen will give you that. Will give you the happiness that everyone else is after. Muslim, when you see a decent practicing Muslim, you will never find him tossing and turning on his bed every night because he already is at peace. Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, isn't it through the remembrance of Allah, hearts feel comfort and ease. And this is when the person only, this gift is given to a person when that person is upholding and practicing the deen of Islam. But if you try to deceive Allah, if you try to trick Allah, if you try to play games with Allah, by being a devoted Muslim, practicing Muslim, sincere Muslim, through hardship and the time of need. And when that is out of the way, you come back to your old habits. Allah cannot be fooled like this, I guarantee you. Never, anyone, no one, ever fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the game that some people play. When there's a test, or you see them praying five times a day, when he's out of job or is about to be fired, he's a devoted Muslim. When he's going through difficult times through his marriage, then he goes back and retreats back to Allah. But when that is out of the way, la, I'll tell you, when one of the enemies of Islam, a commander, a man of authority, he said to his followers, they're fighting Muslims. And he says to them, capture one Muslim and bring him to me. I would like to see what are these people all about. And I will tell you what that man did with that Muslim. So don't go anywhere and stay where you are. Assalamu alaikum.
Through darkness and through light.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا والنبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Now, this commander that I was telling you about, he said, capture me a Muslim. I want to know what these people are after. So his soldiers, they searched for a Muslim, but they couldn't. They couldn't capture a Muslim. So he said, let us go and send official request from the commander of the Muslim army and send him a man so I can dialogue, I can talk to him. I want to have some dialogue with this Muslim. And the commander of the Muslims, assuming Khalid bin Walid, he sent a simple man by the name Rabi bin Amir. Rabi bin Amir, this man, a Sahabi, a companion from the companion of the Messenger of Allah, who left this dunya behind, who found true happiness, something that nobody can take it away from him. And then Khalid said, the commander of the enemy wants to talk to you. So go and see this man. He went carrying his spear, with a simple, humble, basic outfit, riding his donkey, and he went to the commander of the enemy in a huge tent, red carpet, soldiers on the side, security outside, screening, checking, and he stood outside with the donkey and the spear on his hand. And they said, you can never go and talk to our commander like this. You have to change your outfit. You have to drop the spear. You have to leave the donkey behind. And Rabi, he looked at them with sympathy, feeling sorry for them. And he said, he called me. He requests my presence. If he doesn't want to see me like this, I'll go back. So they run into the commander and they said, the Muslim is going back. So then he said, let him in as he is. So Rabi'i walked in. And when he walked in with his spear, standing in front of this commander on his throne, armors, soldiers, has everything that this world can offer, gold, ladies, drink, fruit, food, anything that this world can offer is right in front of him. And the man asked him. He said, what brought you from your desert and brought you here? If you want money, if you want wealth, we'll give you. Go back. If you want us to recognize, you're looking for recognition, we will give you this. Go back. And Rabi bin Amir, he said, radiyallahu anhu, and listen to the speech of that man coming from his heart, a faithful mu'min, a faithful individual, putting his trust in Allah. He said to Inna Allah bata'athana linukhrij al-ibad min ibadat al-ibad ila ibadat Rabb al-ibad. He said, we were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take and save men from worshipping other creatures and worship Allah alone. To take you from worshipping animals, statues, idols, angels, prophets, saints, worshipping a creature from the creature, from the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're here to lead you to worship one unique creator, to worship Allah alone. And he said, this is why we came. And trying to bring people from the hardship and tightness of this dunya to the fastness of Islam, to the beauty of Islam. Now, subhanAllah, it is so true. A lot of people, they may look sharp and dress nice and drive nice, beautiful vehicles. But there is not a drop of happiness in his heart. He's taking all different types of pills. He's checking his medical condition every few minutes. He has doctors flying with him left and right. He has people around him making sure that he's taking his medication. And you find a Muslim under a single tree. no air conditioning palace, no servant running left and right to serve him, no beautiful women in front of him, but simple tree sleeping under the shade of that tree, dismissing the worries of this dunya. You can see cars passing by him, people talking around him, and alhamdulillah, he is dreaming. Not because he's poor, no, but because he has iman. And when he wakes up, he says, alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyani. Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah who gave my soul back to me. Ibrahim bin Adham, one of the early people from the early part of Islam, they found him eating dry bread. Dry, very dry. Dipping it into the river, making it soft, eating that simple bread. And the people said, Ya Imam, are you happy? Are you really happy? And he said, Wallahi, I am so happy that if the kings, if they knew what we're in and how we live our lives, they will fight us so they can live the way we live. Now, subhanAllah, that is happiness. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking you to be uneducated, to say, oh, education from the worldly affairs, that would distract me from my worship. I don't want to work because work will distract me from my Lord. No. Islam is telling you to be the best that you can be. If you are a student and you become a Muslim or you start practicing Islam, Islam will tell you A is not accepted anymore. You have to be A plus student. If you are a good husband, you got to be excellent husband. If you are a nice, decent, obedient child, Islam is asking you to be excellent child. So Islam is the source of happiness. Be rich, be famous, wealthy, healthy, strong, balance your life with faith so you can have the beauty, the best of both. And that's why in the Quran, Allah says, when he is talking about the believers, he says, they should say, encouraging us to say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابِ النَّارِ. O Allah, give us the best of this dunya, give us the best of this world, and the best of hereafter, and save us from the torment and the punishment of hereafter. If you analyze the word, the best of hereafter. Because hereafter also there's levels. So for a Muslim, the best that you can do is strive for this dunya through halal means, allowable, acceptable, lawful means, and be the best that you can be in regards to your Lord. And then you become that perfect mu'min and Allah will be pleased with you. So my beloved brothers and sisters, I leave you with that advice. Be a mu'min, be a Muslim, be a person who is happy by finding Islam, true Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.